Our next guest has hit a gold mine. I wish I would have thought of this first. He's actually hit a pothole that turned into a gold mine. He's the guy behind the potholestore.com. In studio with us is David Stern. How you doing, buddy?
Thank you very much for having me on and talk about my art. I really appreciate this. Thank you.
I'm mad at you, first of all, because I wish I would have thought of this.
Well, you know, I don't like the term brilliant, but yeah, I think that there's a certain degree of brilliance in this, don't you think?
Tell people what the pothole store is.
I would hear all these ads for Name a Star, you
right.
know, the internet.
Yes.
And I thought to myself as I'm driving, avoiding potholes, I'm thinking, you know, I know no one worth a celestial sphere,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I know a lot of people that are worth crumbling asphalt, you know, right. a pothole, such as yourself, which I would like to present with you right now. Two of you, right? I got a pothole named after you as well as Scott.
On the southeast corner of Lower Michigan and Illinois.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is just,
this is a wonderful moment right here. I have a pothole named after me.
And I've got one here for Scott as well. And he's at the southeast corner of Addison and Clark.
Oh, that's fantastic. I've hit that pothole.
Well, you have.
I have.
Scott is the unsung hero, so his location a little bit more valuable than yours, I want to be honest with you. It's location, location, location.
It's Pete. All about location.
It is location. Location.
Do you drive around and take pictures of the potholes? How does it work? How did you find this pothole for me?
Basically, I just made it up, and I have no ability or...
You're just assuming.
Yeah, I'm assuming there's a pothole there, and really, I have no jurisdiction to do this at all. So, have you ever seen The Producers? I'm selling something that I really don't own, which is fine, and I'm sure no one really has a problem with it. You know, I'm hoping that.
What are you saying about Chicago streets?
I'm saying nothing. There's no political statement whatsoever here.
Okay.
Pretty much the only statement is that I have zero marketable skills, and other than being able to put dirt in baggies and invent this certificate with a embossed seal, I
right.
want you to. That's yeah. That's
Name
important.
A pothole. So if someone wants to buy a pothole yes. for their loved one
or unloved one,
they go to the potholestore.com. And how much does it cost?
It's pennies. It's $6.99.
Brilliant.
And for what you get.
I thought you were going to say $10.
No, it's $6.99.
$6 is a steal.
And you know what? You like me on Facebook, you get a buck off. So it's $5.99 and you're getting, that came with a frame.
I mean, the frame alone is worth $5.
Yeah,
really?
Well, it's about 99 cents. It's
oh,
dollar
yeah.
store teak.
Uh-huh. Oh,
but,
it is.
You know. Come on.
It looks like you ran over with your car on the back. Okay, that's
okay,
nice.
Okay. Oh, so this is going to become a hit piece now? Is that what we're talking right now? I give you all the swag, and I've got more swag.
I am. Okay, tell me about the different types. So you actually have asphalt from the potholes. Is that right?
Well, let me ask you a question. Let's say the CEO of Coke
okay.
is here, sitting here on the day. Would you go, Sam, what's in Coke? Would you be doing that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Walt Disney's cryogenically frozen head is right here, would you go, well, tell me about the underground city at Disneyland? You wouldn't do that now, would you?
No.
So
you're right.
So we're not going to talk about, let's think cheese food.
Okay.
Yes. What is cheese food? This is 100% authentic Chicago pothole product.
Okay.
So that is what I'm going to leave it there. Per my lawyer.
And people can buy this.
They can buy this. And
on
they
your
are,
website.
And they are buying it.
They are buying it.
Yes, they are buying it.
So what do they get? Do they get a baggie?
Well,
you actually have something.
Dude,
I hear something over there.
Yeah.
All right.
I have several different products. I have pothole pourri.
Okay.
Here we go. I would like to give you this. This is all on
Does
me, too.
Does it smell? Really?
Well, here, go ahead.
All
just
right.
open it up there. Here.
It smells like the corner of Addison and Clark.
Yeah, right. It's
Hold on a second. We got a different street here.
Well, this is Winter Wreck. This is pothole pourri. Now, this is
this
a
is
blend.
Here, yeah,
read the little tag there.
Okay. It's actually wet right now. Did you just grab this out of the street?
Yes. All of our potholes.
Winter Wreck pot pourri, cheerful
pothole
mix.
Pothole pourri.
Pothole pourri. I'm sorry. A cheerful mix of aged cement, broken gravel, and other miscellaneous debris. Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, there's a candy. There's a candy wrapper mixed in.
Yeah, that's good.
And
bottle.
Garbage.
That's
nice.
That's fresh bottle.
Actually,
I mean, that is nice, isn't it?
Not too bad. Okay. Smells like feet and chocolate.
Wow.
Wow, that's interesting.
You are a pothole pourri savant. I'm using that as my next brand.
Wow. Look at this.
Here we got
nice.
Hope Springs Eternal for the Cub fans out there.
Okay.
Look at that.
All right. Nice. These are These are actual rocks from the street. Yeah. This is the actual street.
100% like. Authentic Chicago pothole product.
A soothing blend of sticks, rocks, tar, and asphalt. Okay, that's nice.
And,
all right.
And,
that's,
I mean, and here's autumn asphalt. Yeah. You know what? I mean, think you got yourself a rusty nail.
What's this going to cost me, the asphalt?
$3.99.
Oh, it's worth it. It's worth $5.
The bag is 99
cents. Yeah, the bag is 99 cents.
Who would be the first person you would want to name a pothole after?
Well, of course, my wife for Valentine's Day.
Well, wouldn't she want to go in another direction with, you know, maybe an ex-boss or something?
I think potholes have meaning. I mean, I ran over one 2 weeks ago. I had to buy a new tire.
Well, so I've got something for that,
yeah,
too. This is the pothole amulet, and it is a good luck charm. So if you buy this for $3.99, you are not going to—I want you to have this, too. I guess I should have done this before you cracked your ass.
Okay, what do I do with this?
You just keep it in your pocket.
Really?
Yeah, it's certified. It's blessed.
And what does that do?
It's going to, again, results may vary.
But
it is a good luck charm. Yes, it's a good luck charm that you
so,
want to hit.
This little, it looks like, wow.
Don't besmirch it.
It's hard to describe. I mean, it looks like a rattle, a baby's rattle with a beak on it.
Yeah, basically, it's the cheapest piece of copper I could find, and I put a rock on it.
Okay.
I mean, let's just be honest.
So do I keep this in my car? It's good luck to not drive over potholes.
Right, in your ashtray.
Okay.
And you were also mentioning your lovely wife. What is your wife's name?
Sarah.
Sarah would probably love this. Here, I got something here. Valentine's Day is coming. We've got jewelry as well.
Oh, this is beautiful. What is this? Oh, it looks like a piece of metal with a rock glued to it.
Okay, that is our gift pack. That is our earring and necklace gift pack that you got there.
Oh, this is just really special here.
Isn't it nice?
Oh, Pete, I don't want to upset your guest at all, but do you remember back in the 70s, and I hate to do this in front of your guests, but, you know, the pet rock, do you remember that?
Totally different concept. Okay, this is totally, there has nothing to do with that. This is totally business plan completely
different. But I guarantee you, the guy that invented the pet rock has a beautiful vacation home in Sarasota.
Exactly. Right.
I mean, this is a beautiful pendant with a rock glued to it. I can actually see the glue. I don't know if you can see that there. Yes.
I have an idea. Why don't you start your own little pothole shop, you know, and you can manufacture the way you want to manufacture.
Wow. David Stern in studio with us, thepotholestore.com. Can I take a break and maybe we'll take some text messages, phone calls?
I sell potholes for a living. I got nothing going on. I'm fine.
Can we give away a pothole to someone out there?
Yeah, of course. That's all I got. I have nothing else. I could be here. Who's the next guy? 2 o'clock? Let's send in for Chinese. I'm here all night.
Wow, I've got dirt all over my studio here. This is nice.
100% authentic pothole product, my friend.
312. Who wants a pothole named after them? How about they call in and they have to give it to someone else? Give it to a loved one.
That's fine.
We can do that.
We don't judge.
ThePotholeStore.com. David Stern in studio with us. 312-981-7200 at 720 WGN. Yes. Rock steady. 720 WGN. Pete McMurray hanging out with David Stern. ThePotholeStore.com. You can buy your loved one a pothole. And you get a nice little certificate that you put together. This is nice. Do you do this on your computer?
It's more than that, I apologize. And a printer. Oh, we've got a team of Swedish experts.
And
calligraphy. We've got monks in my basement that are actually so thank you for denigrating that.
We have the bags of asphalt. You can hear that right there. That's
pot
very
potpourri.
Nice. And I'm sorry, what is this one right here? This is the water wreck potpourri. Pothole potpourri.
Yeah.
Well, it's a mouthful, isn't it?
You know, it's if for $3.99, you know,
it's worth it.
It is worth it.
It really is.
You know, here's something else I wanted to show you here. This
what
is
this?
A that's a
looks like an air freshener.
Wow.
Okay.
Why don't you read what it says there, Mike?
Cigarette butt, Chicago, pothole scent. Mm.
Yeah, smell that. What is that?
Oh,
smell?
Yeah.
Now, smell the little string that it comes with. Now,
yeah.
What does that smell like? It
smells like pot.
No, speaking of pot, that's a few more minutes, but no, that's
am I smelling the wrong thing?
What were you doing before
the show? Hold on a second. This smells like a cigarette butt. It really does.
Well, it does, but the little string
is it
winter
mint?
It's winter green dental floss for
it is.
it's the duality. It's the pothole air freshener duality.
It's right? Nice.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Pete, I'm wondering. I've got my certificate of registry for my pothole.
Yes.
And it comes with an international pothole certificate number.
Okay.
I mean, mine, I don't know if it's okay to give it on the air.
Oh, no. No, ixnay on the number.
Because, so don't say that on the air?
No, because you'll notice that both your numbers are the exact same.
Well,
and
Mine is 00989897.
Uh-oh.
So I was just wondering where this, you know, where is the registry housed?
Okay, here we go. No, go on. Come on. Just rip the pothole guy.
Oh, my gosh. I just dumped over my my wife's jewelry here with the rock on it. Okay. Got it? All right. What else do you have, David? Okay. What is this?
This is nice.
It's a pothole snow dome right there.
It is a snow globe, and it looks, it's got asphalt and it's
probably some sticks in there.
Yeah, there's some sticks. There's some rocks. This is very nice.
Shake it for the theater of the mind.
Yeah, right it looks very dirty, too.
Yes.
But that's what a pothole is. It's dirty.
Those are about $12. The reason why those are kind of expensive, you know, on the bottom there.
Uh-huh.
Putting those little rocks and sticks in there.
Yeah, that's tough.
Time is money. Time is money. Uh-huh. So, homie ain't playing there.
That's special right there. Okay.
You were talking about pot. Here we go. We've got six strains of quarter bag of potholes. my mother would be so proud if she wasn't.
Skokie Tokie?
Yeah, there's Skokie.
Is that what this is?
This is the first one, Skokie Tokie. That is
nice.
That is big with doctors and lawyers and podiatrists. Love the Skokie Tokie.
Oh,
right
this
there.
Is nice.
Pete, do you know who wants that?
The Skokie Tokie?
Yeah, Michael the intern.
Right. No, it's not what you think it is. It's asphalt and mud.
It's 100% authentic Chicago pothole product.
Okay, that's nice.
We've got second strain here, Evan Stoned.
Yeah, look at that.
Big with the college kids. Big with the college
I love
kid.
The packaging.
Yeah, that I dumped about $70,000 into design on that. So there's a lot of money in this invested.
I mean, that I can see that. I mean, that's no refrigeration needed.
No,
and
it's no referendum needed.
Uh-huh.
We are going to have a enjoy by date. Mm-hmm. You know, also that's going to be on here. There's
what is this?
That's another quarter bag of pothole. That's Lakeshore Drive.
Wow.
An older crowd. Okay. An older crowd likes Lakeshore Drive. You know, that's it may look like all the brands are the same, but they really aren't.
You drive Lakeshore Drive every night. There you go. Look at that. I mean, that's special right there.
I mean, the gifts keep coming here.
This is
nice.
Which really poses the question, if I would have spent my time on like
Stony
a real
Island.
Business.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Stony Island, big with the White Sox fans. I collect money in advance.
Are you sure you didn't get this out of your garden? This is an actual pothole.
Okay, now, again, this is the whole Coca-Cola thing. I am not telling you the recipe for the pothole.
Pete, I'm wondering, now there's been a lot of different titles coming across the board there. You're getting a lot of...
Yeah.
They all look quite the same in the bag.
Okay, here we go again. Uh-huh. No, that's right. I am the best pothole guy in... What did the Crabtree guy or the football player guy said?
Richard Sherman?
Yeah.
Yes.
I am the best pothole guy.
He's the greatest in the world.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. He is.
Yeah, I don't besmirch
him. Okay. All right.
Wabash Hash?
Wabash Hash.
Yeah, it's another.
I like that. Oh, there's a penny in there.
Oh, jackpot, baby.
That's nice.
Wow, so that's $3.99 minus a penny even. So
let's give one away real quick. Jared, are you there?
I am.
Jared, you're on with David Stern, thepotholestore.com. Who would you like a pothole for?
My good friend who borrowed my car a weekend ago, one weekend last year.
Okay.
And actually ruined the front right side of it by hitting a pothole. So I'd like to give that to him and remind him that he still hasn't paid up yet, so this would be a nice reminder.
Nice.
Jared, you're gonna get a pothole amulet as well. That's going to bring you good luck, so that's not going to happen again. And again, results may vary. Well, who would you like this to be? What is the name? My intern over there will write down the name. Who's the?
Oh, sure. When you're ready.
I think we're ready.
Okay, sorry. Steve.
Okay.
And the last name is Smithson.
Smithson. All right, Jared, hold on. We'll get it off the air, okay, buddy?
Okay, sure.
Is he a lawyer by any chance? I'm just curious.
No, not yet.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Hold on the line. Thank you, Jared. Okay, giving away potholes tonight. So is this all patented, or how do you do that? Trademarked? How does that work?
and this is true, this part of this is true, is that I did send all of this to the state trademarky people,
okay,
you know, down in Springfield.
Right.
And I got them back all pretty much unopened. So I'm hoping that somehow that someone opened it, maybe closed it exactly the same and wrote it down somewhere. I don't know, though. So please steal the idea. Anybody out there, I appreciate you mentioning that.
How long have you been in business?
Oh, long time. 12 days, 14 days, something like that. Yeah, pretty much.
Out of all this stuff, what's the biggest seller? Is it the stuff in bags here, like the Wabash hash? Is it the jewelry or is it the certificate?
The name of Pothole tends to be
sure.
That and you can, with the frame that I gave you, you could put it next to all your awards that I see sitting on the wall right here.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, you got a lot there, let me tell you.
Could you suggest a pothole?
You can if you
okay.
Well, basically, when you go on our site, you tell me the address you want on it.
Okay,
right. So,
just cross streets. That's all you need.
No, you can put it in front of my ex-wife's house. You know that I'm paying.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's the font is. You get about 30 words. Or
you
so,
really
20
do.
Words,
I mean,
so whatever you
nice.
Want on it. I'm not going to judge as long as your little credit card works and that little four number thingy works. You can put whatever you want on it.
You know, you don't really care.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm not. Again, no marketable skills.
Right.
So I mean, this is the marketable skills right here.
I think it's absolutely fantastic. And again, I'm upset that I didn't think about it.
Well, Pete, I don't want to lessen our guest tonight. But I, as producer of the show, I've booked myself as a guest tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I'll be naming clouds after people.
Okay, that's great.
Not funny.
No, it really isn't. No. And so, that's just stupid.
So the pothole that was named after me, David, the southeast
it's
corner.
It's Dave, but David is fine.
Southeast corner of Lower Michigan and Illinois. What if they fill this pothole?
Well, what if you buy a star and it becomes a black hole? You know, does that guy in his basement and wherever he's doing it, does he own the stars or the heavens? No, you know, and plus the heart, the beating heart of the pothole will always be there. You know, even if they put asphalt over it, you know, it'll still be there. So you can, you know, it's just think of a black hole thing. It's, you know, and they're not going to fill it, so don't worry about
it. Yeah, don't worry. It's the city of Chicago.
Right. I got you like the worst, the pothole in the worst part of this. No one's going even in that area.
No. Yeah.
Now, Scott's got a nice one.
Yeah,
he's got the one right by.
I plan to drive over to it tonight.
Really?
Southeast corner of Addison and Clark. I really hope it's there.
Right. And if it's not there, please, someone that lives in the neighborhood, just dig something up. Would you please? For the pothole guy, please.
I'm sure there's one there.
The good news is that if it isn't there, that means the fine city of Chicago has already filled it.
Yes. Exactly.
And it's like, you know, a nice Band-Aid over this thing that's named after me.
Exactly.
That's right here.
Okay, I appreciate the way you just treated the frame I got you. That was very nice. Thank you.
Ken, you're on WGN. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I actually kind of do this for a living. During the springtime, just in Orland, we have one property. Last year, we put, I want to say, about 150 to 180 of those bags down in one shot. We have to do this every year. The plows tear up the parking lots, and we fix them. You know, this is what we do.
No, don't fix them because this is a business for Dave Stern.
Yeah, thank you for biting the hand that feeds there. Thank you. I appreciate
that. That is our business. You know, we fix them. That's our business. We get paid.
Okay.
So he fixes them, and you name them before he fixes them.
We are nemesis.
Yes.
He's my nemesis.
Yes, he is. All right. Thank you, Ken. Ted, you're a traffic guy, and you like potholes. Would you like one?
Such a thrill, yes.
Where would you like a pothole?
115th and Pulaski.
Okay, you're just giving away the store here, okay? I mean, I'm just not made of money. There's not a money tree in back putting out this. This is the last guy I'm giving, all right?
He's part of the show. We have to give him one. He does traffic on the show.
All right, whatever. What's your name? I'll get you a compound.
He will actually hang it up. He will hang up a certificate.
Next to your diploma or what? Or your? I assume you have some sort of education to be sitting here. I don't know. Do you?
Not much.
Okay, well then.
He's on the late night show with us.
Yeah, but so are you, and this is a veritable
pothole
puri of fun.
It is a pothole puri of fun. I love the concept. Again, I'm upset that I didn't think of it first, but if you would like to name a pothole after a loved one, thepotholestore.com, Dave Stern, and also the accessories are just tremendous.
Yeah, it is brilliant. And again, I don't like
I like how you give yourself props.
Yeah, yeah, you know, this I'm trying to fill a dream. As they fill potholes, I'm filling a dream.
You really are.
Yeah, and again, this is what happens when you have no marketable skills. And if there's an employer out there that needs someone to come in at like 10,
right.
Leave at 3,
yeah.
Complain, I'm the guy.
You are the guy.
You know, just go to thepotholestore.com and we'll talk.
Dave Stern, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you. I got to go?
Yes, you have to go. We're done.
All right, all right.
It's 720 WGN.